Hi, this is Dr. Grover with Positively Good Advice. You can find us on the web at www.positivelygoodadvice.com or on Facebook. Today I'm here to talk to you about cats. We have not visited this species yet very much in our talk, so today I decided I would designate it all to cats. So I'm going to give you some simple things that I've picked up over the years that I think could help you as a new cat owner or even as an experienced cat owner. Sometimes we just don't think about these things. So the first bit of advice I have pertains to litter boxes. One of the biggest problems we see with cats are that they stop using the litter box for some reason or another. They can have all different kinds of problems. Bowel movements out of the box, urination out of the box, combination of both. Who knows? You know, it can be anything. So my advice to you is when they're a kitten, get a box for each cat. You know, just like you always hear, have one box per cat in the household. Also, pick a litter while they're young and stay with it. Don't go changing from clumping litter to, hey, I want to change to this pine litter or this flushable litter down the road. Pick one at the beginning and stick with it. The other thing is make sure you clean the boxes daily. If you have one box, clean it. If you have two boxes, clean them both. And make sure when you're cleaning them, you watch for normal urine and bowel movements. Those things can be very handy. You know, if you have a male cat and you find out, hey, there's no urine in the box for a day, something is wrong. You know, most men go to the bathroom, you know, at least once a day. So you need to make sure that that's happening for both females and males. When you don't clean the box, it's kind of like leaving a dirty toilet for the next person. Most people don't want to go in that toilet. When you change the litter in the box, here's a way to think about it. Say you teach a woman to go on a normal toilet, sit down and go. All of a sudden you decide she can't have a normal toilet any longer. She's got to go to a urinal. And she's got to learn to go in a urinal. I mean, it's just not realistic to expect our cats to do that. And they get used to textures, smells, everything else. So very, very important. Pick a box, pick a litter, stay with them both, clean them daily. The next bit of advice that I would have for you in regards to cats is only play with cats with string toys or small toys, small balls, things like that, under supervision. You would not believe the number of cats that we see that come in and have had all kinds of string foreign bodies and ball foreign bodies and everything else. I mean, cats are fairly small. Their intestines are pretty small, and lots of things can get stuck and cause problems. I'll give you one example. One cat came in vomiting. It was a fairly young cat, just a couple years old. And the owners had no idea, you know, said, no, cat doesn't, you know, chew anything up, hasn't gotten into anything. And sure enough, on x-ray, it looked like there was a foreign body. And we went in and did surgery, and it was a pistachio nut. So things as small as a pistachio nut could cause a blockage, and then the cat won't be able to eat, won't be having bowel movements, will be vomiting, things like that. We see all kinds of string foreign bodies, you know, looped around the tongue, going down into the intestines, causing intestinal perforations, all kinds of things. So please, please, for their sake, watch out with those small balls and all kinds of string toys. If you're not supervising them, take them up, put them in a drawer, get them away. Encourage water intake. One of the common problems we see with cats in old age is kidney problems. And most cats are, just like us, stubborn and they don't drink enough water. You know, who drinks normal 8 ounce glasses of water a day? I don't. I mean, I'm parched most of the day long and I need to drink more. Well, cats are the same way. They just don't drink as much as they really need to. So if they like fountains, get them a fountain. If they like ice in their water, put ice in their water. Whatever you can figure out, so that, you know, whoever, Emma or Garfield or whatever their name is, will be happy, do it. You'll find they'll be healthier for it later on. In terms of food, the latest thoughts are that wet food is a little bit better than dry food. Cats in the wild, and this is, of course, the new rage, what would they eat in the wild? Well, cats are obviously carnivores. They're not going to eat a whole lot of plants or insects, right? You don't see them, you see them doing that for fun, but not really for a meal. I mean, they don't go and, you know, demolish an anthill or anything. So they eat meat. They are obligate carnivores. So wet food is more meat. Dry food is more carbohydrate. And their bodies just don't handle that very well. So you can, again, keep them healthier by giving them what their body's designed for, more meat rather than, you know, dry food, which is more carbohydrate. I do not encourage endless free feeding. It causes cats to be overweight. One of the biggest problems we see, again, is overweight cats becoming diabetic, things like that. So we don't want all of their cats to look like Garfield. We don't want them to be really heavy, big cats. We want them to be healthy cats. And so in order to, you know, have them be healthy, we need to try and control their weight. The best way to do that is to control the amount that you feed them. Even if you want to have them have free access, that's fine, but control the amounts that you're giving them. You know, even if you do wet food 2 times a day and then leave a little bit of dry food in a bowl, go ahead and do that, but control the amounts. Try to brush their teeth. Now, this is something as a cat owner I'm not very good at. I need to be better. So again, the old adage, do as I say and not as I do. But if you get a chance when they're young, start brushing their teeth. Cats get a lot of gingivitis, and that can be prevented by routine brushing, just like you or I again. You know, back to that old first dental one, that first dental talk that we had. Brush their teeth if you can. If you have multiple cats, try to monitor for behavior issues between the cats, as it can lead to many other problems. And if you can catch it early, you know, you can try and head things off at the pass, work with the two cats, or sometimes you even have to separate them a little bit. I have several clients who have multiple cats that don't get along, so they give each of them groups to hang around with and time out in the whole house and time kind of in their own little space. And they find that it works pretty well. So if you can do that, great. A good thing to do to help prevent other problems. Lastly, I would recommend 2 simple things. Brush long-haired cats almost daily if you can to prevent matting. They can get pretty uncomfortable and pretty matted. We've seen cats that come in that are nothing but one large mat. And I just can't imagine how that would feel, you know, every time I move, just having hair pulling. The last thing would be trim their nails. If they're not going to be declawed, just work on trimming their nails. We see all kinds of nails grow around and into the pad, and obviously not very comfortable for the cat. So, simple thing, trim their nails. Start when they're young. They get used to it. They'll do very, very well. I hope this has been helpful and informative. Again, this is Dr. Tyson Grover with Positively Good Advice. You can find us on the web at www.positivelygoodadvice.com or on Facebook. If you have questions or comments about anything we talked about today, please be sure to visit the website or submit any questions or feedback that you might have. We look forward to hearing from any of you. Have a great day.